Yusef Iqbali feels safe in Tirana, although he never imagined ending up there. He fled the Taliban in Afghanistan with his child and pregnant wife, who'd been a schoolteacher in Kabul. They reached the European Union via Greece, but he says Greek police stole their possessions and harassed them. So they left the EU and crossed the border into Albania.
So I'm coming here. In Albania is good. Actually, it's a good country. Police helped me. I'm go to hospital with ambulance. Some clothes give it to me, and some clothes for my daughter, my babies, and my wife. Yeah, she's help me. This is good country.
Yusef says he'll remain in Albania for now, but most migrants and asylum seekers that arrive in the country don't stay, but pass through it and other Balkan countries on their way to EU member states, including Croatia, Hungary and Austria, a route that the EU Commission says is now the main route for people arriving illegally in the bloc. The EU border agency Frontex says more than 120,000 asylum seekers and migrants crossed into the EU via the so-called Western Balkans route in 2022. That's 70% more than the previous year and the highest number since 2016. The increase, says this migration expert, is partly due to deteriorating conditions for asylum seekers in Greece and Turkey and the fallout from the COVID crisis.
During the pandemic, the borders were closed, so there was a slowdown of the movements, and then it raised up again during this year, and especially the first 9 months, there has been an increase of this number.
Albania's never fully recovered from decades under communist rule. Poverty and corruption are widespread and many people migrate abroad for opportunities. For now, the increase in asylum seekers passing through the country hasn't caused much public concern, perhaps because Albanians often understand why some people, like Yusef, feel they have to leave home. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Tirana, Albania.